Hello, I'm Sochil Dixon. In today's encouragement from our Daily Bread, I'll be sharing, I can see you. The optometrist helped 3-year-old Andreas adjust his first pair of glasses. Look in the mirror, she said. Andreas glanced at his reflection, then turned to his father with a joyful and loving smile. Then Andreas's father gently wiped the tears that slipped down his son's cheeks and asked, "What's wrong?" Andreas wrapped his arms around his father's neck. "I can see you." He pulled back, tilted his head, and gazed into his father's eyes. "I can see you." As we prayerfully study the Bible, the Holy Spirit gives us eyes to see Jesus, the image of the invisible God. However, even with our vision cleared by the Spirit as we grow in knowledge through Scripture, we can still only see a glimpse of God's infinite immensity on this side of eternity. When our time on earth is done, or when Jesus fulfills his promise to return, we'll see him clearly. We won't need special glasses in that joy-filled moment when we see Christ face to face and know him as he knows each of us, the beloved members of the body of Christ, the church. The Holy Spirit will infuse us with the faith, hope, and love we need to stand firm until we gaze at our loving and living Savior and say, "I can see you, Jesus. I can see you." Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 4 to 13. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails. But where there are prophecies, they will cease. Where there are tongues, they will be stilled. Where there is knowledge, it will pass away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part, but when completeness comes, what is in part disappears. When I was a child, I talked like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. When I became a man, I put the ways of childhood behind me. For now, we see only a reflection, as in a mirror. Then we shall see face to face. Now I know in part, then I shall know fully, even as I am fully known. And now these three remain: faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love. Let's pray. Jesus, please help us see you clear and know you intimately as we walk with you faithfully, now and until the day you call us home or come again. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.